Checking on the Arts is made possible by the Orpheum Theater. Our good friends at Voices of the South are always doing something interesting, and they've got something very interesting going on now. It is a one-man show called Skin and Bones, written and performed by Elaine Blanchard, and she's here with me today. Many of you, of course, remember her work in Prison Stories, and also Alice Berry is here, who is directing the show, and welcome to both of you. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much for having us.
So I've read some about this, and I've heard some about this. It sounds pretty fascinating. Elaine, tell us about this show.
This is a show about learning to despise my body and learning to love my body and recognizing that our bodies are an important part of our experience here between birth and death. And so although it's a specific story about my particular body, the audience gets a chance to go deeply into their own relationship with their body as they go with me on my journey.
That sounds fairly heavy. So,
well, it's also, you know, not just about your relationship with your body, but how other people affect your personal relationship with your own body, how society and family and outside people make you feel a certain way about your physical appearance.
This is something that of course, is a constant amongst just about everyone. Everyone has some sort of body issues themselves. So what were some of the things that you went through that made it into this play?
I'm telling this story, I suppose, primarily because of my experiences with anorexia and bulimia. I stopped eating at the age of 16. That was 1968. It was before there were articles and the Golden Cage had not been written yet. I thought I was the weirdest kid in the universe. I just quit eating. And once I got into that spiral, it was no longer my choice. I was trapped in this starvation kind of a way of being.
And I think the show does a really great job with that. I think sometimes people think there's a choice that's made, and the initial choice might be made at a young age, but once your body takes over, you know, it's making its choices for you. And I think the show does a really beautiful job of showing that Elaine had kind of lost herself and her body took over and wouldn't allow her to nourish herself anymore. And the struggle that it took to fight her own body in order to nourish herself.
We're talking about Skin and Bones. It is the new show by Voices of the South. There are actually two more weekends. They have added performances next weekend. It will be this weekend, Thursday and Friday, Fridays and Saturdays at 8 p.m., and then Sunday at 2, and then next Friday and Saturday, the 27th and 28th. And these are all at Theater South, which is downstairs at First Congregational Church, the new home of Voices of the South. Elaine Blanchard and Alice Berry here with me.
Steve likes to say now that we are under the sanctuary. Well, we are no longer in the basement.
We are now under the sanctuary. That makes a lot of sense.
We feel better about it.
Elaine, how did you decide to do this? What was your impetus to tell this story?
Well, several things have inspired me to tell it. One, I would like for people around me to respect and enjoy their bodies more. And so one of the things that I seem to be really good at is telling my own truth in a way that inspires other people to feel safe to tell their truth too. So I'm telling this story and hoping that people will be good to themselves. And because of the work that I do at the jail, listening to women's stories in the jail, I am so painfully aware of how many women who are now living inside our county jail were sexually abused during an age of innocence. And when we are helpless and taken advantage of in very intimate ways, we grow and nurture shame. And that shame is like a cancer to our mind and our soul. And many of us, including me, stop feeding ourselves, stop believing in ourselves, stop really being alive. So I have met so many kindred spirits in the jail who were taken advantage of and abused sexually as very young children, and no one has attended to those damages. No one has nurtured and cared for and protected that woman, so that now she's made a series of bad choices and ended up in the county jail. And she wouldn't have to be there necessarily if we as parents, teachers, neighbors, friends took better care of our girls.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Very, very true. Alice, what do you, in a show like this, which of course Elaine wrote and performs, what's your function as a director here?
Well, to take that story and to make it theatrical, and I really loved working with Elaine because she's so courageous and willing to do whatever you say. Hey, but try this, Elaine. And just trying to take the story and put it on its feet in a theatrical way.
Mm-hmm.
And also working with her some on the script also about what things worked and what might go in a different character's mouth, creating the characters. Elaine is doing that work, and I'm like the sounding board for what's working and what's not working, or what to move around a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And this is actually my first time to ever work on a solo performance, so I was very excited and scared, and I'm very happy with the way that it turned out. There are a lot of characters in the play, all played by Elaine, and so we had to spend a lot of time working out how those would be distinguished from one another.
Alice is very collaborative. She is not intimidated by other people's ideas, or she doesn't mind asking for help. And so it's been a very comfortable kind of a journey with her to make this happen together. And it's been a deeply emotional experience for me. Although I wrote the script, I'm not surprised by anything that's in the script.
Mm-hmm.
I have been surprised at how emotional it has made me to put it on its feet and to play the roles. And Alice has been wonderful in helping me to be able to do this in front of an audience.
Mm-hmm.
There were moments when I was afraid, oh, I'm not going to be able to pull this off. And Alice has been great.
I was explaining to Elaine, it's a very physical show,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so of course we hold a lot of feeling and things in our body, and even though things are dealt with in our mind and we think that they're gone, they're still held on into our muscles and our skin.
Mm-hmm.
And so that activity, I think, was really bringing things up for Elaine that she wasn't aware were going to come up. And so we've kind of built in together. One, I said, you need to just let it happen. In rehearsal, let it happen. She kept saying, I'm laughing. I don't know why I'm laughing. I said, because you want to cry, Elaine. It's okay, cry. And so we've built some places in there where she's allowed to get that out, and also built in some places where she can come off of it if it seems too much for her to be doing in front
mm-hmm.
of an audience,
mm-hmm.
Which she's really great at pushing herself to that limit, and I appreciate that as a creative artist, as a director, and as a person who gets to hear the story many times. I appreciate her courageous effort.
You've already had 1 week into the show. You've had, I guess, 3 performances now. What sort of feedback have you gotten from audiences?
People love the show.
I know Elaine acts surprised by that. Like, Elaine, don't be surprised.
They love the show. I had lunch with a friend today who said she's coming back, that there's so much in it. She wants to see it again.
Mm-hmm.
And people connect at different places along the way. And the best response I've heard so far is that the audience knows who I am being
mm-hmm.
at any given moment. So I am showing them the 30 characters clearly.
You are acting.
I am acting.
Acting, Elaine.
I love it.
Yes.
I do enjoy the show a lot, so that helps.
Well, I've heard nothing but good things about it, so I'm sure that many people will want to get out and see this. Skin and Bones now showing at Theater South under the Sanctuary at First Congregational Church, put on by Voices of the South. If you'd like more information, you can check their website, which is voicesofthesouth.org. Three performances this weekend, Friday and Saturday at 8, Sunday at 2, and then also next weekend, Friday and Saturday. So they've actually added two shows because it's been so popular.
And they can actually get tickets online at voicesofthesouth.org, or they can get them by calling 726-0800, leaving a message, and Steve will get back to them. And I'm thinking now, instead of under the sanctuary, it should be below the sanctuary.
Below
it sounds better, right?
It's a little mellifluous there.
Yeah, I think so.
All right, my guest today, Elaine Blanchard, who wrote and performs the show, and Alice Berry, who's directing. Thanks so much for coming in, you guys.
No, thank you for having us.
Yes.